USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated.
President Trump announcing the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. operation in northwest Syria on Saturday night.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Today, President Trump will make his first visit to Chicago since being elected. He'll address the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. General Motors factories are again pumping out vehicles and parts after ratification by the UAW of a new four-year deal. The wind-driven Kincade Fire in Northern California has now scorched over 54,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained. It had been 10% contained earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The longest-serving African-American congressman in history is dead at 90. Michigan Democrat John Conyers died at home yesterday. He was an original member of the Congressional Black Caucus and pursued liberal causes for over 50 years in the U.S. House. He resigned in 2017 amid allegations of sexual harassment, which he denied. The memories of the 11 people killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being honored. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary of the murders of the Tree of Life Synagogue, or at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Those who attended yesterday's service said the community is still in pain, but it felt good to be gathered in love instead of the hate, which led to last year's attack. It was the deadliest such attack against the Jewish community in U.S. history. The Houston Astros winning last night, so now they're a game away from winning their second World Series title in three seasons. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
If you've ever wondered what you'll look like in 20 years, researchers in Europe now say they have an example of you in 2039. John Clements reports.
After interviewing more than 3,000 office workers for their study on ergonomics, researchers have built a life-size dummy they named Emma, who suffers from a hunchback, swollen limbs, and bloodshot eyes. Dr. Aaron Donaldson of the Dallas-based Executive Medicine of Texas tells us Emma could be the future you.
These are things in the health industry that we know about and are worried about, and as a younger physician, it's something my generation has been fairly concerned about, this whole sitting is the new smoking mentality. People listen a lot harder when they can see a picture of what their life might look like years down the road, and that's exactly what the Emma doll is doing. It's showing you what your life will look like if you don't make a change now.
I'm John Clemens.
Hospitals could soon face shortages of critical surgical tools because several plants that sterilize the equipment have been shut down, according to government health officials. The Food and Drug Administration flagged the issue in an online statement to medical professionals, saying the result could be years of shortages of supplies used in heart surgery, knee replacements, C-sections, and many other procedures. The warning follows the recent closure of several sterilization facilities that use ethylene oxide. The gas is critical for cleaning medical equipment, but it can be hazardous at elevated levels and is increasingly being scrutinized by state health and environmental officials. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.